Coming up on episode number 975, it's time for another All Request Show. You know what that means? It's stuff you've picked. It's stuff you've emailed me about or Twittered about or called in or whatever. You've told me that you want to hear the songs on this show. I have nothing to do with it. I'm just merely the receptor. I receive your emails. It's you. It all comes from you. Today on the show, you're going to hear covers of Tom Waits, Simple Minds, Elvis Costello, and Devo. All this and more, and trivia with Tina, coming up right now on Coverville.
The times are tough now, just getting tougher. Whole world is rough, it's just getting rougher. Cover me. Come on.
Greetings from Coverville for a Tuesday night. It's Tuesday, July 16th, 2013. My name is Brian Ibbett. Welcome to another edition of the All Request Show, today sponsored by Audible.com. We'll find out more about that later on in the show. We got a great show lined up for you. Covers of Tom Waits. Did I say Devo? Did I mention? How about a parody cover later on? And Robin with a Y. Robin. A cover of Robin. From Sweden. But let's get things started with a cover of The Postal Service, this one by Joy Kills Sorrow, going out to listener Matthew White in Raleigh, North Carolina. Great suggestion. I love the song, and I love all the different covers of it that I've heard. This one's right up there, too, is one of my favorites. From their brand new album, Wide Awake, here's Joy Kills Sorrow and their cover of Such Great Heights.
I top of the greenest tree. She sends out an aroma of undefined love. It drips on down in a mist from above. She's just the girl. She's just the girl. The girl you want. She's just the girl. She's just the girl. The girl you want. Calling everywhere you turn. You know you're headed for the pleasure burn. But the words get stuck on the tip of your tongue. She's the real thing, but you knew it all along. She's just the girl. She's just the girl. The girl you want. She's just the girl. The girl you want. Look at you with your mouth watering. Look at you with your mind spinning. Why don't we just admit it's all over? She's just the girl that you want. She's just the girl. She's just the girl. The girl you want. In the top of the greenest tree. She sends out an aroma of undefined love. It drips on down in a mist from above. She's just the girl. She's just the girl. The girl you want. She's just the girl. She's just the girl. The girl you want. Look at you with your mouth watering. Look at you with your mind spinning. Why don't we just admit it's all over? She's just the girl that you want. She's just the girl. She's just the girl. The girl you want. She's just the girl. The girl you want. The girl you want. The girl you want. The girl you want.
I'm stopping, bypass parking, and straight through Dagenham down to Grace Barrack and Romney and Basildon. Big City, Fundersley, Hadley, Lindsay, Joe, well, better world, South End, see any of you ever go to shoot with this? Take the A road, the OK road, that's the best. Go motoring on the A14.
Love it, Billy Bragg and his parody, cover parody inspiration of Route 66. That one is A13, Trunk Road to the Sea. That one comes from his 1983 collection called Must I Paint You a Picture? The Essential Billy Bragg. Actually, the collection came out later. That song came out in 1983. Actually, I prefer when they do that, when the Grace Note database information pulls up the year that the song came out rather than the year that the compilation came out. That one was a request by Dave Green, or fake Dave Green as he goes by, who pointed out that that would have been a great addition to the road trip cover story that I did a few weeks ago. Yeah, you're right, man. That would have been a perfect one, but happy to include it here on the request show for you. Billy Bragg, A13, Trunk Road to the Sea. Before that, I Scintilla with a great version of Devo's Girl You Want. It really strips it down, lays it bare, makes it acoustic, and really, really cool. That one going out to Rob Funk, who suggested that one. Before that, Joy Kills Sorrow, as requested by Matthew White from Raleigh, North Carolina, from their brand new EP album, Wide Awake, a cover of the Postal Service's Such Great Heights. Well, this episode of Coverville is brought to you by Audible, audible.com, providers of thousands and thousands of pieces of audio content that you can listen to on your mobile device, your computer, your iPod, your iPhone, whatever you want. And they're up to date. You know, I mean, if there's something that that you're seeing now as a bestseller in the bookstore, you can always find it right away at Audible and giving you an option to listen to that book as opposed to reading it. For example, Dan Brown's new book, Inferno, is available on audible.com, as are some classics like The Hobbit and The Great Gatsby, both of which have been featured in recent films that, you know, maybe you want to hear or listen to the book that the movie is based on. And compare and contrast. Also things like Laura Hildenbrand's Unbroken, Swarm, Star Force, book one by B.V. Larson, and Slumdog Millionaire, again, a book that inspired the movie by Vikas Swarup. A lot of great decisions, a lot of great options there, and you can try one for free. How? By going to audiblepodcast.com/coverville. Now, what that's going to do for you is give you a free 30-day trial of audible.com. You can try it. You can go through, look through the books, look through all the different audio programming that's available there, not just books, but programs that come out like magazines, you know, news magazines, a lot of great NPR stuff on there, a lot of great stuff on audible.com. Once you find something you like, download it for free. See what you think. Give it a listen. Enjoy it. And then if you decide to continue with audible.com, you can continue to choose from their hundreds of thousands of other titles. If you decide not to, which is, you know, possible, I guess, right? You might decide that it's not for you. That audiobook you downloaded is still yours to keep. You've got nothing to lose. There's no obligations, and it's just really, really easy to try it and enjoy it. That's audible.com. And the email or the website that you need to go to for this special offer is audiblepodcast.com/coverville. That's audiblepodcast.com/coverville. Let's get to set two and a request that, let me pull it up here, is going out to Mark Alberts. Does he say where he's from? He does not. Mark wanted to hear this great cover of Tom Waits' Looking for the Heart of Saturday Night by one of my favorite performers, a guy that just can't help but do a cover and make it his own. You probably remember him. If you don't recognize his name right away, you probably remember him from the film There's Something About Mary, where he provided the chorus, the Greek chorus, to Ben Stiller's story there. Jonathan Richman, from the 2004 tribute to Tom Waits called Step Right Up, the Songs of Tom Waits. Here is Looking for the Heart of Saturday Night.
Well, this town's got three streets, so make that four. An alley and a bar and a hardware store. Barreling down the boulevard, looking for the heart of Saturday night. You lost your razor, old bar of mine. A little bit nervous, but feeling fine. A little excited, looking for the heart of Saturday night. Hear the sound of the pool ball cousin, or that big old bar sign buzzing. That waitress that laughs at your jokes, or the sleepy little town when it's coming awoke. Come on, come on, can't stop now. Gotta find Saturday night somehow. Bound down the boulevard, looking for the heart of Saturday night. She got the high heel boot. I say, come on, come on. Got to go. Gotta find Saturday night. Whoa, bound down the boulevard, looking for the heart of Saturday. Whoa, a little excited, looking for the heart of Saturday night.
So long, girl. About the way you look, I understand that you were not impressed. But I heard you let that little friend of mine take off your party dress. I'm not gonna get too sentimental like those other sticky Valentines.
Ooh.
come see about me. I'll be alone, dancing, you know, baby. Tell me your troubles and doubts, giving me everything inside and out. Love's strange, so real in the dark. Think of the tender things that we were working on. Slow change may pull us apart. When the light gets into your heart, don't you forget about me.
A song originally from the soundtrack to the film The Breakfast Club, sung by one of the exiled students themselves, Molly Ringwald, covering Simple Minds' Don't You Forget About Me from her brand new album, Except Sometimes. I thought I'd played that on Coverville before, but I guess I hadn't, probably on TMS. Yeah, Don't You Forget About Me by Molly Ringwald. That one requested by Ian Delaney. Thanks for suggesting that. Allison, right before that, I think I did play that one way back on one of the first Elvis Costello cover stories. And it's a song that Elvis Costello described, I think, along with three covers that she did of his music, as sheer torture and a waste of vinyl. Elvis Costello, not very fond of the Linda Ronstadt covers of his songs. That one from her 2000 remastered release, Living in the USA, but I think she also covered stuff on Mad Love. Some Elvis Costello covers on Mad Love as well. That one requested by Jay from Newark, Delaware. Jay Mahana. Hope I'm pronouncing that right. Mahana. And then we start off the set with Jonathan Richman going out to Mark, Looking for the Heart of Saturday Night, originally by Tom Waits, included on a 2004 tribute called Step Right Up, The Songs of Tom Waits. And a great cover there of Tom Waits by Jonathan Richman, who I always enjoy. Always enjoy hearing Jonathan Richman. Let's go all the way back to 1983 for the first song of the last set of music here. Oh, no, I take that back. We're going to do something before that. And this is even better, right? This one requested by Andrew Hackard, who, God, I'm so glad he told me about this album because it's really, really cool. It's a band called Escala. And if you're familiar with the band Bond, it's very similar. A bunch of attractive women playing stringed instrument covers of rock songs. How could you possibly go wrong with that? Escala covers things like Club to Death and DJ Tiesto on this album. Really good album. Came out in 2009, self-titled Escala. On this one, they get some help from guitarist Slash. Here is a cover of Led Zeppelin's Kashmir.
We'll be right back. voice of the nation.
Keep
it by.
Going out to Julia Lunetta. Wow, just a stripped-down, heartbreaking version of a song that, in its original incarnation, was a big dance hit for Robin. With a Y, Robin. You all know who I'm talking about, Robin. Dancing on My Own. That one is actually recorded for the TV show Smash. Never saw that show. I know, you know, it's a bunch of covers, I'm sure, in that thing, and a lot of people are going to tell me, oh, yeah, you should see it. They did some great covers. You know what? Just like Glee, I'll happily look at YouTube clips of the covers they do, but not going to sit down and watch any episodes of it. Dancing on My Own, sung by Megan Hilty on the TV show Smash. Actually, a really good version there. Eurythmics with a cover of Fame that they recorded way back in 1983 on their album Touch, and a Scala. Oh, by the way, that one going out to Ian, that Eurythmics track, and a Scala featuring Slash doing a cover of Led Zeppelin's Kashmir. That one going out to Andrew Hackard. Well, we're not done. You may think we're done. We might be done with the music portion of the show. Actually, probably done with the full song portion of the show, because I believe that when people submit musically challenged segments, 99 times out of 100, they contain music bits. And I believe today's is no exception. I don't know. I haven't listened to it. That would be cheating. How about I introduce my co-host for this segment, Tina, who's been sitting here waiting for me to say hello. How are you?
I'm doing well.
Good. Yeah, how are things going?
Had a good day yesterday.
Yeah, yesterday was a very good day.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, the one thing I can talk about is that my eye is doing a lot better.
Mm-hmm.
So basically I had my four-month checkup
right.
for my eye detachment, or the retina detachment.
Your eye got detached.
I know. I just want a bionic one.
Yeah, right.
Can I please have a new eye? So anyway, finally, it was like the one decent visit I've had where they didn't tell me horrible news or do something crazy.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I mean, you know, it was better than it has been. So,
yeah, for sure.
Yeah. So I just, you know, have some puckering up on my eye and...
A little puckering
yeah. and a thin film over my eye that is causing cataract-like symptoms, but that'll require a surgery later on, but thankfully it's later on.
Yeah, good.
Yay!
Good. See, it's about time that things start looking up for the Tina Eye saga.
I know.
Which has been a long time coming.
I know.
Jeez. All right, well, as much as I'd love to talk about your eye for the next... hour.
I would not.
You would not. Let's go ahead and do what you came here to do, which is musically challenged. This one looks like it's going to be a lot of fun. So let's just get into it. And Tadpole, chat room, I'm hiding you guys so that I cannot be swayed by your answers. Here we go.
Hi, Tina, and hi, Brian. This is Ed from Seattle, a proud Coverville citizen and your quiz master for the day. This quiz is called One Thing Leads to Another. And it's a song scramble where the theme is that the last word of one title is the same as the first word of the next title, ignoring little words like a and the. There's going to be 15 songs broken down into 3 sets. Please give the title and artist of each one. We'll start with a simple set of 4 songs, probably ones you do recognize.
I am the god of hellfire, and I bring you...
Sweet dreams and flying machines in pieces on the ground.
Then lightning strikes across an empty sky.
I think I could stay with you for a while, maybe longer if I do.
All right, rewind.
Oh, my God. Were those 5 songs?
No, those were 3.
I thought those... Oh, he's doing 5 sets of 3.
3.
Okay, good.
I know.
If you need to, I hope you did well. Here we go.
No, I didn't.
Yeah, okay. So I can't tell. I don't think he's going to play that set again. So
no. Was it like Sweet Dreams? No.
I don't know.
What was the first
the
one?
Second one. The first one was Fire and Rain.
Oh.
By James Taylor. So the second one will be something like Rain, .. Amy, because then the last one was Amy by Pure Prairie League, I'm thinking.
I have no idea.
I think that was Pure Prairie League. Okay. So something about Rain and Amy in that middle one, and I can't tell you. All right, let's go to the next set.
This is the second set, and it's going to have 5 songs now. A little more challenging.
I'll always be true. So
okay.
Am I?
Got it.
Okay. I didn't write anything down.
I know.
Feel like I
this
needed
is one
to.
Where you got to write down really quick, dang. Too, because.
Was
all
the
right.
first one the Beatles?
It was the Beatles. Love Me Do.
Love Me Do, yeah.
Uh-huh. Second one was the Ramones. Do You Remember Rock and Roll Radio?
Right. The next one was. Was it REM?
It was REM, yeah.
I REM? Call them REM.
What do you call the band that that Bono fronts? U2?
No, that's U2.
Okay, all right.
Or Oot.
U2. radio song by REM. Mm-hmm. Song sung Blue, after that by yeah. Altered Images. Love that. I mean, there's a vocalist that you never forget, you know, that who's she could sing anything and you'd be like, oh yeah, I know exactly who that is. And then Blue Morning by Foreigner.
Yep.
Closing it out. Okay.
That was awesome.
That was a good one, yes. A lot easier, actually, than the first one he did, yes. I'm already out of paper on this sheet. I got to pull out another sheet of paper. Set this one. Actually, I'll just use this one. Okay.
Showing off my 80s bias? Yeah, probably I am. Okay.
That's fine.
Well, here comes the third scramble and the last one. It'll have 6 songs, and for this one, the last word of one song will be the first word or the first part of the first word
okay.
of the next song. Give it a try.
I give my love to you. I saw a light just up ahead, but I couldn't seem to rise up from my bed.
And I could easily fall.
Tracy to kids, Tracy to kids, come in kids, come in kids.
Whoa, okay.
Scramble number one.
Goodness.
Okay, Day After Day by Badfinger. I couldn't figure out the next two.
I don't even remember.
Yeah, the third one was Bob Seger. Is that Night Moves? I think it's Night Moves.
Yeah.
Oh, no, that was Against the Wind. It has to be Against the Wind because the next song is Wind Power by Thomas Dolby.
Okay.
And then I don't know what the power... Oh, it must be the Powerpuff Girls theme song.
Seriously?
Yes. I was trying to figure out what that last one was. All right. So Against the Wind, so Day Something Against. No idea. All right, let's see how we did.
Started with Fire from the Crazy World of Arthur Brown.
Hmm.
Leading into Fire and Rain from James Taylor.
Mm-hmm.
Rain is Falling from the Electric Light Orchestra. And finishing with
Falling
In and Out of Love.
Yeah, that's right.
From the Pure Prairie League. Well, that
I had the right group, but I forgot that it's not called Amy. But it's got to be Amy, I think, is like the parenthetical, right?
I have no idea. Pull out your CD.
Yeah, my Pure Prairie League CD. Let me get that right out. All right.
Could have been a bit of a tricky one because that song shares a lot of lyrics with Amy. What you gonna do?
There you go, Brian.
Number two.
That's right. It is 2 different songs, isn't it?
I guess so.
Yeah.
I had no idea.
Okay. All right.
Started with Love Me Do from the Beatles, moving into Do You Remember Rock and Roll Radio from the Ramones, and Radio Song from R.E.M., Song Sung Blue from Altered Images.
You know, if cats could sing,
yeah,
I think they'd sound a lot like the lead singer of Altered Images.
It doesn't even seem like a real person. It's like a computer-generated voice.
Man, that's 80s.
Yeah, it is.
And finishing with Blue Morning, Blue Day from Foreigner.
Yep.
The third scramble
mm-hmm.
was Day After Day, starting and ending with the same word, from Badfinger.
Mm-hmm.
Day of the Eagle. From Pat Travers.
Oh.
The Eagle Will Rise Again from the Alan Parsons Project.
Oh.
Against the Wind, again against, from Bob Seger and the Silver Bullet Band. Wind Power from Thomas Dolby. And ending on a really weird song, the powerful, fully transistorized Dick Tracy two-way wrist radio from the new surf outfit, Man or Astro Man. Well, there
wow.
it is. I hope you liked it. I sure enjoyed doing it for you.
That was a
this
fun
is Ed
concept.
From Seattle.
Yeah.
Signing off.
See Thanks, you later. Ed. I did really like that, actually. Maybe, I don't know, the Pat Travers one, I don't know if that's too obscure. But then again, Thomas Dolby's Wind Power is
yeah.
definitely a deep cut. Oh, that's weird. Oh, I thought that was, yeah, it is me. Okay, let's see if I can
That's
fix that.
You.
Let's see if I can, there we go. See if I can fix that. Yeah, I think maybe a few more mainstream cuts. Although, again, like I said, you know, hearing.
You can do those.
Huh?
You can do the back cuts.
The deep cuts?
Deep
well,
cuts.
I can do, you know, like I got Thomas Dolby, but not Pat Travers or Alan Parsons.
Yeah.
But cool. That was a great one. I loved it. More like that, sure. Bring them on, Ed. And if you want to submit a musically challenged segment or a request or an idea for the show, a suggestion, you can do it by sending an email to requests@coverville.com. You can also call the request line 1-877-7-COVER-9, or you can visit coverville.com. Big thanks to Tina for joining me.
You're welcome.
Thank you, and I'll be right up in just a few minutes to start making pizza.
Okay.
And big thanks to Audible for sponsoring this episode. Make sure to check out audiblepodcast.com/coverville to try it for free. And big thanks to you, probably most of all, Scarecrow. Thank you for listening to Coverville. Thank you for your support. Thank you for always being there. Whether you listen to it live in the chat room at coverville.com/live at 3 p.m. Mountain Time, Tuesdays and Thursdays, or if you listen to it later on as a podcast, however you listen to Coverville, however you consume it, I thank you for that. And these shows are for you. We'll be back on Thursday night with a cover story edition of Coverville. Until then, this is Brian Abbott saying that just about covers it for tonight. Thanks for listening. We'll see you guys next time. Bye-bye. Coverville is a proud member of the Backbeat Media Podcast Network, and bandwidth for Coverville was provided by CashFly, CacheFly, CashFly.com. Coverville is also part of the Frogpants Studios Ultra Feed. You can find out more about that by going to frogpants.com, where you'll hear podcasts so good, they'll take you to such great heights.
About this and other shows, visit frogpants.com. Audio program so good, it's like you're there.